Thank you. Our scripture reading from Matthew chapter 7. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. When Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority and not as their scribes. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of our Lord Jesus, amen. One of my favorite authors is Fyodor Dostoevsky. His great books, Crime and Punishment, Brothers Karamazov, and others, really capture the difference between what is good and what is evil. It's very clear as you read Dostoevsky that he has a good sense of right and wrong because his sense rests squarely on the Word of God. As a young man, he was very involved in politics, and he was working to overthrow the government. He was caught, arrested, tried, sentenced to death, and he got to the point of being lined up in front of a firing squad. His whole life was about to be destroyed with a bullet when all of a sudden the Tsar sent a message to commute his sentence to life in prison in Siberia. Well, after going through that harrowing experience, he made his way to Siberia on the train, and disembarking from the train and walking toward the prison, a little old lady went up to him and pressed into his hands a little New Testament. And inside that New Testament were tucked a few rubles of money. Now crushed and broken, he began to read about Jesus, and what he read there showed him that what really needed to be overthrown was not the government, but rather his own heart. And realizing that, he repented, and he began to live by faith. And suddenly that horrible life in prison in Siberia, which no one would have wanted, Dostoevsky was glad to have it and found a way to live in it with joy and happiness. When he was released from prison, he became, as I said before, one of the greatest writers of all time. But to the very end of his life, he cherished the Bible, and particularly that New Testament. He never let go of it for the rest of his life. And in his grave was inscribed these words of the Gospel of John from chapter 12, verse 24. Verily, verily, I say to you, except a grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Dostoevsky died when that little lady gave him that New Testament, and he read it and believed it. And then he began to bear much fruit. And that is the way it is for all of us as Christians today as well. The gospel lesson this past Sunday gave us this really hard saying, one of those words that causes us to stop and reflect and even wonder a little bit. Jesus says, unless you forsake everything, you cannot be my disciple. And no matter how you turn that, cut it, interpret it, and as I did in my sermon a little bit, it needed in the context to be explained. It's not necessarily mean you scatter every single thing you have, but it literally does mean that we cannot be attached to anything in this world, but rather to be attached to God. And at the end of the sermon, I pointed out three ways that God helps us to do just that. First of all, he teaches us that the all of the world that we want to hold on to will never be able to save us. It's dying, it's perishing. It's like a man trying to save himself by holding on to a rope, but the top of the rope is burning and being destroyed itself. The other thing that I mentioned was the importance of understanding we need not something within this world to save us, but something that comes from the outside. And of course, that is Jesus, the only one who has ever come from the outside to be a part of this world in order to take us to the next. And then especially also to remember that when Jesus tells us to forsake everything, he's not telling us to be empty or to die or something like that, but rather to be filled with his truth and love. And that comes to us through God's word. And that's why Psalm number one is a good psalm, always a reminder to us of the two ways of life, one that ends in destruction and the other that ends in fruitfulness and in the presence of the Lord. And that is exactly what Jesus constantly talked about throughout his earthly ministry. I have a personal testimony about the importance of this. There are many times when I pray and ask God questions and ask him for help, and I ask him for guidance and support and in this way of life, forsaking the world and being attached only to him. And sometimes I get a little impatient and I want God to just drop some blueprint right in my lap. And that's just not the way it works. The way it works, though, is we pray like that. We pray, Lord, give me guidance. Lord, give me strength and wisdom. And then God answers that prayer as we are exposed or being filled up with God's word. The answers come maybe a day or two later, or a week or a month or a year later, while I'm reading the Bible, or while I'm in worship, listening to a sermon, or in a Bible class. All of a sudden, the very thing I was praying for, the answer, or whatever it was that I was looking for, pops up right there in front of me. And that's why the answer to forsaking the world is embracing Christ and grasping hold and holding fast to his word. God bless us all to do that as God's people, and that is the way that will lead us to not be attached to the world, but instead attached to the Lord, and then to realize the goodness of his salvation. We rise and sing together our hymn of praise, our canticle, the Song of Mary, the Magnificat.
Oh. Christ, for all servants of the church and for all the people, let us pray to the Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord.
To you, O Lord.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, without your help, our labor is useless. Without your light, our search is in vain. Invigorate our study of your holy word, that by due diligence and right discernment, we may separate ourselves from the things of this world and be attached only to you. In the name of Jesus, who with the Father and the Holy Spirit is one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are born.